Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I, for one, cannot wait to see what these new systems can do. However, there are scores of titles announced from years gone by that are meant to be dropping across 2021, but that clearly is not the case. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games you wrongly think are coming soon. And don't worry, so did I. Number 8, Far Cry 6. Debuting in July 2020, Ubisoft's continuation of the mega-popular Far Cry series looks to have recruited Giancarlo Gus Fring Esposito himself, and was meant to release in February 2021. Obviously, the various machinations of 2020 were already getting in the way of that, and as different countries, working conditions, and everything in between affected work schedules, Far Cry 6 has continually been pushed back. The latest update came from an Ubisoft earnings call, which pegged a new release date as all the way in the future, landing in a window that expires on April 2022. Clearly, Ubisoft are taking the right precautions to allow developers the appropriate time to craft the game, but the point stands that Far Cry 6 is likely not coming in 2021 at all. Also mentioned in this call was the ill-fated Skull and Bones, a title that takes Assassin's Creed's boat combat and fleshes it out into a full multiplayer game, now penciled in for a release some point before April 2023. Number 7, Bayonetta 3. I don't know about you, but I love a totally frank video game creator. The industry can be loaded with buzzwords and corporate fluff, and sometimes you need someone like Platinum Games' Hideki Kamiya to set the record straight. Now, Bayonetta 3 was announced way back at the Game Awards in 2017, following the hype of the Nintendo Switch as an exclusive, but it's completely dropped off the map since. Now in its fourth year of zero updates, Platinum's co-founder has told fans his suggestion is to reset and forget about Bayonetta 3, stating that when something finally does happen, it'll be a nice surprise, won't it? Kamiya seemed to be in good spirits when it comes to discussing a project that must have hit a good few bumps even before 2020, saying there's a lot of the year left and we've gotta have something, right? Well, I mean, yes, but that's also what we've all been thinking for almost half a decade now. Number 6, Elden Ring. Little did we know the trailer voice for Elden Ring moaning, "Oh, Elden Ring," would go on to encapsulate the exact energy of waiting for this thing to come out. Fast coming up on 2 years of development and an insane collaboration between Game of Thrones writer G.R.R. Martin and From Software's Hidetaka Miyazaki, we've seen a conceptual trailer and a terrible quality leak, but that's it. Still, Elden Ring popped up on many a leaked document for your next gaming convention of choice, with nothing to show in the end. Be it at the Game Awards, any consoles reveal, or anything in between. Sadly, now it seems Elden Ring will also be absent from E3 2021, and assumedly the rest of the year to boot. Word comes from VentureBeat's Jeff Grubb, who confirmed that neither Elden Ring, Hellblade 2, or Hollow Knight Silksong will be showcased at the event. Number 5, Hellblade 2, Senua's Saga. The game that first showed us what next-generation in-game graphical tech could look like, Melina Jurgens' incredibly powerful performance as Senua was brought to life by the Xbox Series X at the Game Awards in 2019. Since then, though, Hellblade has gone from being an assumed frontrunner for the system to something that Ninja Theory themselves are developing alongside Project Mara. The latter is a revolutionary and genuinely jaw-dropping set of tools aiming to let various developers capture real-life environments. For Hellblade, though, as mentioned earlier, it's been confirmed to not be at E3. And that's besides the fact that video blog entries from Jurgens showed that most of her life across the last year has been spent training to replace Senua's original stunt double, Chloe Bruce, admirably taking the role of Senua on in full. With the Project Mara tech Dreadnought clearly bolstered by Microsoft's acquisition of Ninja Theory in 2018, it increasingly feels like Hellblade 2's debut trailer was more for the sake of the Series X than anything else, as Senua's Saga also wasn't on Xbox's own rundown of which games are releasing in 2021, it's safe to say that this is still a long ways off. Number 4, Starfield. The game that went from far-off rumour across the 8th generation to very real indeed, Starfield is Bethesda's first new IP in over 25 years. Seeing the developer ply their trade to sci-fi, one of the only major genres they've barely ever dabbled in, save for a couple of Terminator games across the 90s, leaked screenshots confirmed things like an Elder Scrolls slash Fallout hybrid style of first and third person, in-game energy companies like Axion powering your ship, and staple weapons like a shotgun. Outside of that though, the jury's out. We know Starfield was in development long before Microsoft's acquisition of the company, interestingly shifting the release of this to an assumed multi-platform launch into an Xbox and PC exclusive. It's no doubt going to front-load the Xbox slash Bethesda conference at E3, but when it comes to release dates, the running gag from insiders like Jason Schreier and Jeff Grubb are that it still won't be with us until 2022 at the earliest. Schreier has gone as far as saying the game is nowhere near done, and if Bethesda are making the most of the resources and funding now afforded to them by Xbox, maybe Starfield's production quality starts to match the likes of Naughty Dog and Rockstar, rather than more of that Bethesda jank that we know all too well. Number 3. Vampire the Masquerade – Bloodlines 2. A cult classic with a devoted following telling all those in the vicinity to please play this game, the original Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines sits right next to the likes of Blood Omen and Vampyr as the best titles that let you embody an agent of the night. For the sequel then, we first got word it was actually happening at the start of 2019, following an acquisition of Source Material creators White Wolf by Paradox Interactive. The project felt imbued with confidence and we quickly got flurries of screenshots, intended game mechanics and even gameplay demos, showcasing hyper-detailed impressive character models, teasing a deep dialogue system, and various ways to complete levels. Then 2020 happened. An official announcement would come from developers Hardsuit Labs and Paradox that the game was shifting release to 2021. But in just February of this year, the game has been delayed indefinitely. Pre-orders are no longer being taken, and Hardsuit have been taken off the project as developers altogether. With little reason given and a new team having to step in and pick up the pieces, it'll be a small miracle if this game emerges as a worthwhile successor, let alone be playable enough to recoup some sizable development costs. Number 2. Dying Light 2. And if you thought the development of Bloodlines 2 was rocky, you haven't heard about the absolute tire fire that is Techland's CEO actively sabotaging all work on Dying Light 2. Revealed in a staggeringly frank and essential article over on The Gamer, speaking anonymously to many members of the team, they refer to Techland founder Powell Machuca and the higher-ups as a nightmare to work with. Over 20 staff have left since the close of 2020, including veterans of multiple decades, with many citing a toxic work environment where experts are ignored, bullied and belittled, as whatever the executives say goes. Keep in mind Dying Light itself came from the tumultuous development of Dead Island 1 and potentially 2, as Techland broke away from Deep Silver to do their own thing. Announced at E3 2018, Dying Light 2 was set to be a massively interactive, zombie-filled open world where different factions, leaders and missions could shape the experience over time. Hugely ambitious, the project is now delayed indefinitely, has been reportedly overhauled 6 times, and apparently has Machuca making up new features as he goes along, securing further funding for a game that never comes together. An update in March did show some extremely promising footage, but at this stage I wouldn't believe anything until we get launch day code. And number 1, God of War Ragnarok. Sony really need to get a handle on what the F is happening with God of War Ragnarok. First debuting in a September 2020 PS5 showcase, the date was clear to see as 2021. However, since then, this has remained the only time God of War 2 has been linked with a 2021 date, leading me to believe that this announcement was more for investors and to hype up pre-orders of the console than the reality of game development. God of War 2 has since been missing from all of Sony's various 2021 release slates, be they in video or website form. Bloomberg's Jason Schreier tweeted in May 2021 that the game was actually delayed months ago, but where yet to get an official announcement. In general, not even beloved creative director Corey Barlog has provided any additional info on the story, characters, or gameplay mechanics. The longer Sony wait, the harder it gets to say one of your headlining titles is no longer appearing on PS5 this year, and that's before we get to the reality of it almost definitely also being on PS4.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.